This is a text-to-speech audio transcription from the personal journal of Sister Laura. All rights reserved. Not for commercial use. Freely we give and freely we receive. Section 1, Today's Insight. As we study the message of covenant, we learn that the message Jesus spoke to Nicodemus is a message of being born of covenant. What does it mean to be born of covenant? In today's time, Sister Laura shares this from her personal journal. At the end of today's message, there will be links given that is made available to you for more teachings just like these. Section 2, Today's Title, Being Born Again, A Covenant View Series. Our scripture comes today from the conversation of Jesus and Nicodemus found in John chapter 3. Nicodemus said to Jesus, "No man can do else miracles that thou doest, except God be with him." Jesus answered and said unto him, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus saith unto him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb, and be born?" Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit." Section 3, What does it mean to be born of covenant? You are one with God. Understanding the born again message is to understand that a disciple is born of covenant. To be born of covenant means to be born of God, or one with God. God is not only with the disciple, but the disciple now lives in God. It is the work of God, just like it is with Jesus, that God caused the disciple to be one with God. This is the first thought to understand and consider when meditating on the born again message. You are one with God when you are born again, and you fully live in God. You are deeply hidden in God, set apart in God, fully immersed in God, and God's face and eyes are fully upon you as God's inheritance. In your study handout, stop the audio and complete the journal prompts with scripture meditations. When finished, begin in the next section. Section 4, The Work of Blood and Water in Righteousness and Rest. Now that you have heard that you are one with God, we must understand how you came into God. First, this word God is translated in the Bible Concordance as the Trinity. Here, we learn that God means God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. The Father brought you unto himself through his Son by blood. For this reason, Jesus is the way and the door that the Father works through. The Father brought you unto himself through his Son's blood, which is covenant. He did not look at your sins, and the Father did not count your sins against you, because the blood of Jesus is enough to cause you to be an inheritance of the Father. 2 Corinthians 5, Here, when you understand that it was the work of the Father that brought you unto himself and put you into who he is through Jesus, this is called righteousness. It is in this place that the Holy Spirit washed you and gave you life, or made you alive and born of covenant. Remember, to be born of covenant is to be one with. At the same time, it is in this place of righteousness of the Father through Jesus that the blood recorded that you are now born of God. In your study handout, stop the audio and complete the journal prompts with scripture meditations. When finished, begin in the next section. Section 5, If you like this time together today, thank you for subscribing to this same place and using the free register button at the links below to get more teachings on covenant where Sister Laura is available to help you one-on-one. Section 6, The Work of Blood and Water in Righteousness and Rest. Part 2, Blood not only records that you came through the door of the life of Jesus and his works, but blood records the work of the Father through you to make you one in the Father's rest and righteousness. At the same time, blood records that the Holy Spirit can take freely of Jesus to give to you at any time and as much as you want to allow the Father to express His heart and plans to you as much as you want. In short, blood records and develops a personal relationship of being one with God. Nicodemus realized that God was with Jesus because of the miracles Jesus did, but like so many of believers today, they believe the same thoughts without realizing Jesus came born of covenant, or one with the fullness of God. In your study handout, stop the audio and complete the journal prompts with scripture meditations. When finished, begin in the next section. Section 7, The Work of Blood and Water in Righteousness and Rest, Part 3. To be one with the work of blood is being one with the work of life in the blood, which is water and spirit. Water because you have been set apart and made clean, and of spirit because you are now born of the Spirit of God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Just as Jesus carried the fullness of the Godhead in Him, now the Holy Spirit carries the fullness of the Godhead in Him, where you are born of the Kingdom of God. We must understand that that Kingdom of God is within you, because the Kingdom of God is who God is, which is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, and all that is their house, which includes the supply for your life that pertains to all things that pertain to life and God-likeness. You do not have to look anywhere outside yourself for anything, because everything you need is in you already for your whole life, with abundance. It is through a personal relationship with the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit in covenant that you are now positioned in righteousness, the work of the blood, and rest, the work of the water and spirit, in and with God. In your study handout, stop the audio and complete the journal prompts with scripture meditations. When finished, begin in the next section. Section 8, The Confession of Being Born Again of Covenant. So, as we close for today, we must understand that as you confess that you are righteous through the work of covenant, it is here that you learn to live life in God and His kingdom. You are now born of the blood, and you are now born of covenant, which caused you to be overcomer of the world for your whole life. As you allow the life of the Father to live through the works of Jesus made alive by the Holy Spirit, you confess the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is made known to salvation to all mankind. This power is the righteousness of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit revealed, and you are now born of the kingdom. In your study handout, stop the audio and complete the journal prompts with scripture meditations. When finished, begin in the next section. Section 9, Thank you for being partakers with us in today's message from Sister Laura on the topic of covenant. We would love to hear your testimonies on how this has changed your life and what this message meant to you. Thank you for taking the time to subscribe to these same places and using the free register button link. Also, please visit other tools we have available for you at onlineschoolofprayer.webs.com. Steal away in the secret place, Sister Laura.